My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. Jason Bishop back. Cakes in Kiawah Island this week. And he's off next week, too. I think he's doing the staycation bit. He did his 2 weeks in a row. He was lamenting on Friday that he might miss the Commanders game because he was driving.
Oh, he's definitely missing
Kiawah.
It. Definitely missed.
Well, he missed a hell of a first drive by Jaden Daniels. Daniels impressed throughout. Now, he didn't throw a ton of passes. He was just 2 for 3 for 45 yards. But if you look at that first drive, and he was on the field for one drive, you got to like what you saw.
Yep.
11 plays, 70 yards, and then he ends with a rushing touchdown, a designed run, or designed, you know, read option that he kept.
Yeah.
Which we talked about last week. EB was saying he kind of was sleeping on the fact that Jaden's going to get designed runs. Cakes and I were positing, I think it's going to be a minimum 4 per game where there's just designed runs for Jaden Daniels. He's so fast. And that was my number one impression. The pass to Diami was great. And we can talk about it. They say he checked out of it, which is good. So that shows his quarterback skills and his knowledge of what he's seeing. But the run, you just saw the speed and how easy it was.
It was really easy.
You could also see one of the previous two or three plays previously, because they ran the ball like 3 straight times before he finally just took it himself.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little read option pretty much every time, and he didn't take it one time to the left, and he's jumping up and down, wishing he had kept it because he could have scored on the left side earlier in the drive. To me, the most impressive part was the throw to Diami. It's one throw. You know, he was high on another one to Eckler where it's a little out of sync, you know, just out of the backfield.
Have you seen the synced up video of his first collegiate pass?
I know. It's just like the same thing.
His exact same pass. Yeah. I guess that's his go-to. He throws a nice go ball.
It was just great. It wasn't like Diami really beat him. I mean, he barely beat him.
Right.
But it was a great catch for Diami, so it was good for him.
Yeah, he made a play.
It was great for him to make a play. But it was just exciting to see. I was thrilled. I was also thrilled with the no huddle. You know, they did a lot of no huddle on that drive, which I was a little bit surprised in the preseason that they would show that a little bit. But I guess that's just what they're going to do.
Now, the skeptics would say, slow your roll. It was all Jets backups.
Okay. Yeah. I know people were saying it was a lot of backups. I don't know if it's all backups, but sure.
But it's hard
like
not
you
to
said,
be impressed.
It's a small sample size, like you said, but
yeah,
it's not like he went out and threw up all over himself.
I'm not going to, you know, give him the MVP.
Yeah, right.
But it was his first test, and he passed it with flying colors. And just more importantly, I just thought that the team overall looked revitalized.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I watched the whole thing, you know, and Sinnott made plays. Jamin Davis made some plays early, which I was excited about. I don't know. There just seemed to be a new enthusiasm on the sideline, on the field. It was really exciting. And Jaden, how could you not be thrilled with that?
This is what
debut?
I would bet on. And I put this on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio. Give us a follow there. There's a graphic of the last 8 years where there's a different quarterback every year.
Yeah.
This I know. Next year, it's going to be Jaden Daniels. And the year after, it's going to be Jaden Daniels. I don't know if it'll be 5 years from now.
Yeah.
But they've got a guy right now who they drafted super high, who looks the part, who was unbelievable in college, who flashed a little something on Saturday. He's going to be their quarterback for a while. And we haven't had any quarterback stability for basically a decade since Kirk left. There's been zero. They've tried
They've tried everybody.
Like, this is the guy.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I think that,
that's why you should be excited. And you should, like Eric said, you should be excited about the fact that this new coaching staff, new ownership, has revitalized the team.
Yeah, and, I think so.
And you could just see it.
I mean, even Zacchaeus, he was shifty.
He looked good.
He looked good. You know, it was just overall, it was exciting. It was fun. There was an energy of fun there that, and I think a lot of that's because of Jaden and the raised expectations, but it just hasn't felt that way, like with the Ron era, certainly.
If you want to give us your first impressions of Jaden Daniels in a Commander's uniform, 800-636-1067. You can call us in the MGM National Harbor listener lines. He also seems to be handling things the right way. Like,
very
he
mellow.
Arrived with the Doug Williams jersey.
So smart.
Old school Doug Williams jersey. Everybody loves the colors. Everybody loves Doug Williams.
Right.
So, I mean,
I was a little thrown with the 12 o'clock or the.
It was weird. Even
was
my
it 12
wife was
or
like,
1? I can't
was
remember.
At 12.
It was new. I was thrown about the 12 kick. They never play 12 o'clock games in the preseason. They usually play 7 or 7:30 games.
We were speculating, and I never looked into it, why they did that. My thought was maybe they had a concert at night, and they wanted, like, let's do the football early,
maybe,
get them out of there.
Could be right.
I don't know. I never looked into it.
It was very strange.
Yeah. I just...
It felt weird, but it was good. I got used to it.
Yeah. I mean, I knew the kid was fast. It's just... It looks so easy for him running that after somebody tweeted, and my thing was, if he stays healthy, chalk him up for 800 yards. Like, I really believe that. And I saw one of these fantasy sites, you know, the type of sites that Cakes looks into, that it's all fantasy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, just simply based on one drive, they moved him up to QB 13.
Right.
Wow.
That's not great. It's not like he's top five yet, but that's think about it. Like,
he hasn't played it.
He's a rookie.
He played 15 minutes.
Because they're like, right, because he's going to get his yards on the ground. You know that.
Right.
And his arm impressed. So if you want to give us your first impressions, 800-636-1067, I don't know how you can knock it. Now, he's barely on the field.
Mm-hmm. But I totally agree.
But he showed
with
a little everything.
But as soon as they scored a touchdown, I was like, get him out of there. Actually, after he made the throw to Diami, I said, get him out of there. Like, I saw enough.
He showed you processing.
Yeah.
He showed you the arm.
Yeah, the arm.
And damn, he showed you the legs.
Well, a lot of that
the
was...
legs, that's almost a tease. Because he will have
He jogged
30
in
yard
there.
Runs.
He
right.
Even, he jogged in there.
He's going, like I said, his miles per hour on that long run he had in college is basically the exact same as Tyreek Hill, his fastest run all year last year.
Which is crazy to think of that. On that particular play, our buddy Mitch Tischler pointed out that Bates and Cole Turner just cleaned out the right side.
Right.
Which made that play possible.
Right.
And so he could just jog in there. It was a delightful drive. They were struggling a little bit with all the handoffs and couldn't really punch it in. And then finally, you know, that play was just so easy. It was a great capper. Sucks.
And he was finding this is going to sound basic, except if you watch the Bears preseason game, you would see there was a problem. I mean, the Steelers preseason game. See, I'm still calling Justin Fields the Bears. Justin Fields botched two snaps under center.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Supposedly the center took the blame afterwards. I don't know why. my buddy Dane, who's a huge Ohio State guy, he was claiming the center was snapping it too early, like he wasn't ready for it.
But he's a Fields apologist.
He's a huge Ohio State guy.
It's also the first preseason game. I mean, they've only been practicing for a couple weeks.
You didn't see that with Commanders and Jane. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
No.
That's a good thing.
It was a little out of sync. They were saying it was jitters. Maybe it was with that little screen that he tried to throw to Eckler. We threw it over him. But that's really...
Eckler's short. Eckler's short.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing. But I was thinking, yeah, maybe he's just used to bigger backs, you know, at LSU.
I thought Eckler looked good. I mean, he was only in there for a few plays.
I'm putting a lot of stock in what you're saying on Eckler.
I mean, it kind of depends on how they're going to use him, but it seemed like they're, you know, he was in there as much as Robinson.
Robinson looked good. I've been kind of down on Robinson. Like, to me, Robinson's very average. And again, they still only had 3/5 of their line, right? Mm-hmm. Because Cosme played, but Coleman didn't play. Wiley didn't play. They had a bunch of guards playing tackle. So, I mean, all things considered, I thought it was a pretty darn good showing.
Forbes hold up? We spent so much time talking about Forbes.
Well, he had good and bad. The very first play of the game, I think, they challenged him when they were on offense, and he held up fine, did a nice job. Then he later gave up a touchdown. So, you know, good and bad. Sanistro looks like he's the real deal.
Yep.
I don't know, man. And also on the defensive side, you know, they didn't play Bobby Wagner. They didn't play John. They didn't play Duran.
Right.
There were a bunch of guys on the defensive side that didn't play either. So the Jets may have had some backups in, but we had a bunch of backups in too.
Oh, yeah.
Believe me.
Maybe you'll see a lot more of those guys against Miami on Saturday.
Yeah. I was perusing box scores on Saturday and Sunday morning. I mean, so many starting quarterbacks didn't play.
Yeah, I mean,
including in this case, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of expected that.
Yep.
But again, it's just good to have the preseason, even though we kind of get tired of the preseason because you're only seeing the starters for one or two series. But at least it's here. It's finally here.
Yeah. Oh, I was actually excited. I wanted to see. I mean, honestly, and I tweeted this half joking. It looked like Gronk. It looked amazing.
Yeah, he looked good.
He had speed, power.
It took like eight guys to bring him down.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was super exciting to see. You saw the size in the sixth or seventh wide receiver that JP always hates talking about, Tremaine Johnson or whatever his name is, Bryson Tremaine, whatever that guy's name is.
Bryson Tremaine.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
you get your first taste of all these guys that we've been talking about.
Right.
So
Frankie
Luke Louvu. McCaffrey had a couple catches. Deami Brown had a couple catches. You mentioned Sinnott, 57 yards on 3 catches. So, I mean, overall, I think good. And the Commanders finished 3-0 last year, right, in the preseason. So maybe it's good to lose one.
Can't remember.
Yeah. I mean, it absolutely is meaningless.
It couldn't be more meaningless. Yeah. All right, let's bang out a few of these calls here if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. Jeff Hale, we could play Hale to the Redskins even though we lost.
I have to find it. I moved over here to play some of the clips.
The Jaden Daniels debut. We can be excited about that. Let's go to Rick.
Hey,
Rick, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Hey, what's up, man?
So we went to the game. We're from Connecticut. So we went to the game on Saturday. We snuck down right behind the bench, a few rows back.
Mm-hmm.
A few rows down from Jaden Daniels' mom. He brings in electricity. When he was there, you can just feel on the sideline the palpable energy that he's bringing.
Mm-hmm.
Threw the ball up to his mom. She took some nice photos with us, very gracious. And I'm pumped. I'm pumped. I feel it.
Right. It just seemed like the guys had a lot of energy on the field, not just Jaden, just the whole team was energized. When Tress Way made the tackle and the whole sideline went nuts, that was very cool.
He's wearing number 10 now.
Do you want to see Daniels for a few more series in the Miami game?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see him for a half.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I think the plan is he might get close to a half. He'll certainly get at least a full quarter because I don't think he'll play in a third game.
Yeah, then you just sit him in the third. But I would want to see him for probably at least 3 or 4 series.
Now, they kind of had this, but what I've said all along is you just want to see guys get a rhythm going before the season. Now, that first drive looked good. I mean, 11 plays, you go down the field,
I can't remember
touchdown.
A time I've watched a Skins game, and what the percentage of times we score in opening drives in the last couple of years,
pretty bad.
It's got to be like less than 20%.
correct.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but that's my guess. That's my gut feeling. That's how it feels.
They're just going to make defenses pretty much petrified that Jaden can run at all times.
Mm. Well, also, I'm telling
it's the RG3 effect.
For sure.
Like, he's a much better passer. You have to account for his legs on every down.
No doubt.
Correct.
No doubt. But I also telling you, I loved the no huddle stuff. I mean, half of that was no huddle. And I always want them to go up tempo. I love that. They can't switch out defensively. You get up there quick. You know, they're sort of on their heels a little bit. I love that philosophy. And I think we're going to see a lot of that.
Well, and also Kingsbury, you know, he likes to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He does. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have a couple guys back there he's going to run with, not just Daniels. But again, it was one series. Yeah, he looked good. But, you know, if he had played the entire game, we might not be saying this. So we have to kind of see him at least for another half.
He's going
to
have down moments, but I'm thoroughly encouraged.
And the truth is, if you were to look at all of the rookie quarterbacks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
But for maybe Drake May, who had very limited work and was 2 for 3 for like 6 yards, they all kind of looked good.
I told you.
Yeah.
It's too early.
It's preseason. But we know they're not all going to be successful in regular season.
No, but I think
that
it's good. It could be a good draft for
quarterbacks. But it's so funny. If you read what they're saying in Atlanta, Penix looked good. They're like, oh, maybe we shouldn't have brought in Kirk Cousins. Should have just rolled with Penix. And Bo Nix looked really good. J.J. McCarthy had a good drive.
Yeah, but like
J.J.
you said,
McCarthy had a couple good drives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple good throws.
His numbers were good. Just based on the numbers, yeah. I mean, all of them look – besides, I mean, May didn't play much, but based on the numbers – but again, it was the first preseason.
I'm not getting carried away.
I can't
but
get
I'm telling you,
away.
I think it's going to be one of those classes that you're going to look back on and go, man, most of those guys are pretty good. I really think that. Let's go to Marvin in Landover. Marvin, what's up, buddy?
Hey, hail to the W, my friend.
What's up, buddy?
I'm just happy about one. Well, I guess two things. One, he looked like the part wasn't too big for him. Like he really, if the game wasn't too fast, he looked very comfortable. And that's really, really good. When he ran into the end zone, he had that swag. So you could see that he was comfortable in what he was doing on the field. That's job number one. I love Eckler, but I'm praying that Brandon Coleman is as competent as they hope, because I didn't see a great left tackle on the field. So
no,
I was really, really happy.
If they had to start the season this week, they'd be in trouble because Wiley's nursing an injury, Coleman's nursing an injury. Is is Cornelius Lucas, is he also a nursing injury? I think so. They're back. They would really be in trouble.
There's a reason they signed like two or three guys last week.
Yeah. And there's no indication.
Allegretti had at least one flag. But yeah, for the most part.
The line is definitely not their strength.
It's not their strength.
No. No. That's definitely going to be an issue.
And you're going to have Coleman probably starting as a rookie left tackle.
Yes.
We'll talk more about the Commanders and Jaden Daniels later in the show. But coming up next, the incredible journey of George Mason's basketball team will amaze you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.